Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's this time, it's that time of night. I gotta talk about Naturals Omega. Naturals Omega. Yo, is your hygiene up to par, man? Is the products that y'all using for your hygiene up to par? Do it got mercury in it? Do it got aluminum? Are you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? We're talking about the men and the women. Yeah, men, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer from using deodorant. So are the women. Yo, it's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out NaturalsOmega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygienical needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going to pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturals Omega. All right? Yeah, she got some shit for your pores, too. She got this lip scrub where it actually, you know, pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth, man. Like she used the lip scrub on her booty, man, and the booty's so soft, man. I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. NaturalsOmega.com. NaturalsOmega.com.
Never wanna hear it, say.
No.
They don't wanna hear me talk. They gon' call the law. I'ma set it off. All y'all know but the frauds. I'ma just enjoy the ride. And you know I want it all. Yeah, y'all got me bored. I'm just building up my catalog. Take it back, I'm moving fast. I'ma have the last laugh. It's not what you asking for. These niggas tied behind the mask. Drinking from a flask. I'ma leave y'all broke ones in the past. Don't like it when I gotta serve.
No.
Why they keep on playing? I'ma add these niggas hurting. Them gotta keep on whining. Them the boys that keep alerting. No disturbance, keep on working. Just look at what I'm serving. Yeah, your body keep on learning. I keep having all these urges. Y'all know I love the hustle, why them boys been tryna stop me? I know they getting cocky, but these niggas tryna copy. When you dealing with a king, you know you dealing with the army. Y'all never can be better than me.
No.
Badman, sit on right, that's up. Listen to the verses, badman. Sit on right, that's up. Listen to the verses, none of y'all. Never want to run it. Look up while you're learning. Never wanna hear it, say.
No.
Badman, sit on right, that's up. Listen to the verses, badman. Sit on right, that's up. Listen to the verses, none of y'all. Never want to run it. Look up while you're learning.
Yeah.
Never wanna hear it, say.
No.
I was chilling with a dread, look like Maxi Priest. With the open toe sandals in the suit with a crease. Ross was a beast, gave me 50 pounds in the Jeep.
They needed my quick.
Chill rock, give me a week. I was sitting in the trap so long, legs fell asleep. Fingers hurt, cutting up all that God move. No man can succeed, we prosper. I like my fish fries, yeah, with the Rasta pasta. Judge it moving too fast, slow down before the car crash. 20 pounds in the trunk, with your gun on the dash. Dread had a little sister and she wanted to smash. She liked to wink her eye and like to jiggle her ass. She was the queen of flirt. This is death for certain. Don't miss business with pleasure. It's a national treasure. Don't let your eyes be a fool. It's how a man's measure. It's measure. It's measure.
No.
Badman, sit on right that's up. Listen to the verses. Badman, sit on right that's up. Listen to the verses. Done them yell. Demo my bunny. Look up while you're learning. Never wanna hear it, say.
No.
Badman, sit on right that's up. Listen to the verses. Badman, sit on right that's up. Listen to the verses. Done them yell. Demo my bunny. Look up while you're learning. Never wanna hear it, say.
No.
Yo, you cheese me, dog.
Always felt like my vision being bigger than a bigger picture. Crazy how you gotta wait until it's dark out to see who really with you. Crazy how even when it misses, shit'll come back around to get you. Crazy like all my niggas. Crazy like all my niggas. Remember I deleted all my other girls' numbers out the phone for you. Remember when you had to take the bar exam, I drove in the snow for you. Yeah, you probably don't remember half the shit a nigga did for you. Yeah, you ain't really fuck with me way back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Yeah, you thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah. Girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now? Yeah, always been daddy's little angel. I bought your dad a bunch of shit for Christmas, he ain't even say thank you. I had no money left from acting, I was focused on the music. I used to always try and burn your CDs and my new shit. You be like, who's this? I be like, me, girl. You be like, oh, word, true shit. Then ask if we could listen to Ludacris. Them car rides made me feel like I was losing it. Yeah, made me feel like I ain't have it like that. I was average like that. Started drinking way more than I used to. People form habits like that, girl. Yeah. Man enough to tell you I was hurt that year. I'm not even Christian. I still went to church that year. Guess I just had to pretend that year. I ain't even see my friends that year. Places that I should've been. You ain't really fuck with me way back then. But how about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Yeah. You thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah. Girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now?
On my roller, hocus pocus, ram me with votes, Hocus pocus, got your bitch focused. Hocus, hocus pocus, bleeding around me with hocus, hocus. Hocus pocus, got your bitch focused. Diamonds on my rolly chains like a jewel. My bitch from Cuba and my lawyer Jewel. Hocus pocus, sniping bitches disappear. Sipping on this clear, I ain't thinking clear. Look at my rolly, rolly. Sipping and pippin' like gold. I'm a syrup like I'm Tony. Silver surfer, macaroni. And that drop head with the lemon head. 100, no dime. Shorty caught me 10 rolly. Still got no time for it. Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers. Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers. Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers. On my rollers. Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers. On my rollers. Hocus pocus, ran me with votes. Votes. Hocus pocus, got your bitch focus. Votes. Hocus pocus, being ran me with votes. Votes. Hocus pocus, got your bitch focus.
Where the soul
ice,
it's where the soul cold,
so cold.
It's where this ice cold,
ice cold.
It's where this ice cold,
ice cold.
It's where the soul ice,
ice.
Where the soul cold,
so cold.
Where this ice cold,
ice cold.
Where this ice cold,
ice cold.
I swear I got plenty niggas trapped, never coming home. Demons in my head, I got too many niggas gone. Heads out here dying, I'ma hurt crying. I ain't even think I see 18 and I ain't lying. Feels on crying, change that I'm trying. Murder rate just keep on going up, it's horrifying. I'm pointing fingers, they be misidentifying. Pack of the chain, honestly don't think it's ever gonna change. Looking from my new perspective, I done realized some things. The street's bad, street's wicked. Street's bad, street's wicked. The race I hit you, that's a one-way ticket. Something don't work a couple times, better fix it. I've been to myself, I've been just stacking up my digits. All I could do is preach and I hope you know I got it by the love. I feel your pain, just wait your turn. Don't get enough. Hopefully one day your life's your turn. I've been a hell and back a few times. Know what it is, get back, I don't mind. Out of this pain, out of this pain. Tryna balance the perfections in my life and do some good ones. Never knew my father, mama told me I'm a hood son. I done been through a lot of rough times, it was hard. That's just one of the reasons I'ma take it so far. So much shit that I hold back, memories cold facts. They just took my nigga, he got caught up with no straps. It just been so whack, I just want bro back. Swear to God we living in a cold, cold world. Boogie to the face, look how my feelings, I'm a stone. Can't go to them trenches, it be hot like Arizona. 50 mile roam, city got corona. Better say I know like just two niggas with diplomas. First time getting sentenced, I was 13. First time ever getting knocked, I was 12. When I came home, young nigga, I was 14. Went back 2 more years, oh well. Remember when they kicked me out of school, I spell. They said that I won't be shit, I know only time will tell. My nigga going up, up, up. I know them highest powers looking over, that's what's up.
right, all right. Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. Let me start these lives up real quick. All right, I am live on YouTube. I am live on Facebook. And the gram. Peace to the God. Peace to the gods. What's going on? Hope everyone doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. I know I am. This is your boy, Jonah Bay. We got an up-and-coming webinar. It is on February 17th. It's going to be on how to strip officers of their sovereign immunity so you can sue judges, governors, presidents, anyone. Strip them of their sovereign immunity, all right, for violation of the Constitution and violation of your rights. So it's a webinar you don't want to miss. I know how all of y'all want revenge. I'm going to give you the chance to get revenge on these people. For your tickets, go to jonahbay.com to buy your tickets. jonahbay.com. And it's February 17th. All right. Now, what we're going to be talking about tonight is Georgia Rule 17-7-107. And it's a demand for speedy trial, service discharge, and acquittal for lack of prosecution, expatriation, reversal, and direct appeal, mistrial, and retrial. So you can get a mistrial or a retrial because they didn't do a speedy trial. But you got to know the rule on how to do it. So that's what I'm showing y'all tonight. I got it in the chat. Let me put it in the chat everywhere so y'all can read along with me. Make sure I'm telling you the right thing. Facebook, I'm putting it in now. YouTube, you already got it in the chat. Blog Talk, you already got it in the chat. I haven't forgot it's Consultation Wednesday. After I finish reading this, we'll get to the call lines and take some questions. All right? Once again, it's OCGA 17-7-170. Demand for a speedy trial. Service, discharge, and acquittal for lack of prosecution. Expiration, reversal on direct appeal, mistrial, and retrial. A. Any defendant against whom a true bill of indictment or accusation is filed with the clerk for an offense not affecting the defendant's life may enter a demand for a speedy trial at court term at which the incident or accusations is filed and at the next succeeding regular court term thereafter or by special permission of the court. The defendant may any subsequent court term thereafter demand a speedy trial. In either case, the demand for a speedy trial shall be filed with the clerk of the court and served upon the prosecutor and upon the judge to whom the case is assigned, or if the case is not assigned, upon the chief judge of the court in which the case is pending. A demand for speedy trial filed pursuant to this code section may be filed as a separate, distinct, and individual document and shall not be part of any other pleading or document. Such demand shall clearly be titled Demand for Speedy Trial. Reference this code section within the pleading and identify the indictment number and the acquisition number for which such demand is being made. The demand for speedy trial shall be binding only in the court in which the demand of the speedy trial is filed, except where the case is transferred from one court to another without a request from the defendant. So you gotta definitely put this speedy trial in, because they're never doing it on time. Let's say if it's a traffic ticket, you put in your demand for speedy trial. They normally have you come into court a month later. It's supposed to be a mistrial or dismissed. This is something you need to use. All right, let me go to part B. If the defendant is not tried when the demand of speedy trial is made or at the next succeeding regular court term thereafter, provided that both court terms there were juries impaneled and qualified to try the defendant shall be absolutely discarded and acquitted from the offense charged in the indictment of accusation. For purposes of computing the term at which the misdemeanor must be tried under the code section, there shall be excluded any civil term of court in the county in which the civil or criminal terms of the court is designated. And for the purpose of this code section, it shall be as if the civil term was not held. Right? So it said if they don't do it the next following day of court, guess what? Acquitted. This is definitely something y'all need to be using. All right? And for all of y'all, I gave you the Georgia code. Google the same code for your state. All right? C, any demand for speedy trial pursuant to the code section shall expire at the conclusion of the trial or upon the defendant entering a plea of guilty or no contende. D, if a case in which a demand for a speedy trial has been filed as provided in this code section, it is reversed on direct appeal, and a new demand for a speedy trial shall be filed within the term of the court in which the remittor from the appellate court is revived by the clerk in the court, and at the next succeeding regular term thereafter. E, if the case in which the demand for the speedy trial has been filed as provided in this code section results in a mistrial, the case shall be tried at the next succeeding regular term of court. All right, so that's something that you need to put in your arsenal, demand for speedy trial. You're not getting it done. So let me go to the call lines now, and I'm going to 585-770. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God.
Peace.
My question tonight is dealing with something that you talked about in California. You made mention of a counter deed. So I'm coming in as a student tonight, so I'm going to just ask my question. So I am wondering if I got my warranty deed authenticated, the original one. And I know we talked previously about the assignment and how when so-called security, that you told me don't call it security instrument, but I'm going to call it it for now. But that instrument that was signed for the house, what they have down at the county, the assignment for it, if I got that authenticated, what am I able to do with those two documents?
Good question. See, if you even get it authenticated and all that, you heard me talk about Baker Dawson, which was a lawyer firm, and they said that for them to do a foreclosure, they have to put an affidavit down at the county where the house is, and they have to put an affidavit saying that you've defaulted on the loan in the UCC office. After that, they can foreclose on the house non-judicially. So I would tell you to do it safely. You would have to actually go into the terms and condition of the mortgage, which should be a part of your note. and you would take them into arbitration and bring out the fraud. Any other way, you're risking your house.
So having those documents authenticated wouldn't really give me any leverage.
Like, to have those documents authenticated, you can put it into the record and say you have the original. But the problem is, first in time, first in line. You already made a contract with them that said that you would make your payments, and then you didn't.
Okay. That was my question. Thank you.
All right.
Peace.
I'm going to 619-981. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God.
Peace, God. What up?
Yes, I, Donna, I was just calling because I have a court date. I filed a divorce for my wife in the state of Texas. She came out here, took my kids out without my consent, so I filed a divorce and did all that stuff. We had a court date, and nobody pays child support, none of that stuff. So my wife took my legal documents, my birth certificate, my Social Security. So she filed child support, and now I got a letter today about child support was filed here in the state of California, in the city of Fresno, which our court is actually – we have a court date on February 26th of this month. What can I do, or how can I fight the child support off?
You can't do nothing to fight it off because you're not on it yet. You can do something once you get put on child support. You can do the child support injunction.
Okay. Okay, I see. Another quick question. I have my kids, so my kids I called CPS on my wife because we're still married. I called her about 2 weeks ago. CPS went out there. She hit my kids because and I got it recorded. My daughter, my oldest daughter is 15. I got an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old. So she hit my son with the cord, with the cable from a phone cable charger cord. My son told me, I called the cops,
black.
CPS.
Is she black?
No. She's Mexican.
What? I didn't know Mexicans did that. Yo. You know, I was doing it in 71. All of us got beat with extension cords and all that shit, so I thought she was black.
No. She's Mexican. So, but you see, but Mexican people, they do the chancla. They do the sandal or the belt, el cinto.
Man, they do extension cords, switches, they used to do everything. Now they don't do nothing, and that's why the kids are so damn bad. But all right, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, so I had called the police, I filed a report, did all that. The welfare office went over to their house. Because I have my kids once a month, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I got to basically come down here, but I'm actually living out here. I'm just working out a temporary before 6 months, because then I don't want my file to come from Texas to California, because then she's going to try to give me with spouse support. In Texas, you don't get spouse support. But anyways, long story short, my son went back at home, and she whooped him with, I don't know what it was, a cable or something. And my daughter told me, my mom just hit my little brother because of she told you, and the welfare office came over. So then police went out there. They said he didn't have any markings. She hit him and did all that stuff. What can I do when I go back to court and I, go in front of the judge? Because this is the final trial. And I want basically my daughter, because she can decide if she wants to be with me, but I want her to,
You would have to get your daughter to do an affidavit saying that his mother whipped him with an extension cord. And then hopefully you could get custody, but that's all you could try to do.
Okay.
Witness.
Okay.
Like the other kid, her mama, whoever.
Yeah. Yeah, because the judge out there said, I don't want you spanking the kids with the hand or with the belt. And that's what I was telling the officer here, because he said, well, the court order here says that, you know, she basically has, like, temporary custody right now in school. I said, yeah, but if you look at the order, doesn't it say on there not to be spanking the kids with any bell or any type of object? So they said that I have to take that back to the state of Texas, you know, and let the judge know. Would that interfere, since it's court in Texas and this happened in California? Because all they say is... Oh, okay.
Two different jurisdictions.
Yeah. Okay, so they pretty much won't care because it's California, different
right.
jurisdictions. Yeah, because that's all they say is jurisdiction here, jurisdiction there. And then she told her, the judge told her also not to be moving the kids around from school, moving them from here to there. She keeps changing from different cities.
Let me tell
different
you something.
Cities.
They don't do anything to women for disregarding their orders, but let you do something, they'll have you locked in jail.
Yeah.
Their system is made to help women, not you.
Yeah, yeah. And you're right on that. And you're right on that. Because I put her, she was getting violent. She got violent, so I filed charges for domestic violence with me and the kids. And the officer was so stupid here in Fresno, California. He's like, ma'am, I'm going to have to take you in to court, you know, because, you're being charged with domestic violence, battery. And the officer just told her.
You should try to get those reports and enter it into the case in Texas.
Oh, yeah, I already did. Yeah, I already did. And then also... anyways, to get back to that, the officer didn't pull guns, they didn't got batons, they didn't put any of those taser guns. Yeah, they're not gonna do that. And the stupid officer, what he did, he puts her, he just said, jump in back of the SUV and we gotta go down there. I gotta go book you in. I said, hey, well, aren't you gonna arrest her and check to see if she has guns and weapons? Because you can be driving down the block, because she might have a gun. What the hell? I was like, man, you guys are a joke. But if it was me or it was a guy, you'll have the whole military. You have the whole SWAT team there. You'll have batons and all this stuff. I mean, that's some sexist stuff, man. You guys, all the laws are for women, and that's what it is. And you're right. They do that stuff. And that's, I don't know. That's one thing that they're always on their side. It's always on their side. They don't do nothing to them, you know? So.
Right.
So, yeah. But, okay, I mean, I'll keep getting the reports. Another thing, in the state of California, the statute of limitation that says for domestic violence, because she did end up hitting me. I restarted my phone and got videos back. Can I file back again another battery charges? Because I do have my videos saying, hey, I need to leave, Your Honor. I need to leave, officer. I'm trying to leave. I'm being raped because she's getting in front of the door and she doesn't let me leave and my kids are there. Could you that can still file a... I guess I read a statute of limitations 5 years.
I don't know. It's a different jurisdiction. You're asking me if you could do it in Texas because it didn't happen there.
No. I'm California because I'm right here in California. If I go back to Fresno PD, Fresno, California, and I try to.
If they already took a report, you already got the report. It's not like they're going to put a warrant out for her arrest and go get her from Texas.
Yeah, no, but she's living in California. She's in California. She basically took off from a kid from California.
So
she's been living here.
The child support is in Texas.
No. She filed child support here in California. In Texas, we have all the court for divorce and child support. But see, I was thinking about since the Social Security,
that's
she didn't want to give me.
Why did she file in Texas for child support and the divorce?
I filed for divorce, but since she took my kids and brought them here, she just filed the child support, and they keep calling me, so I don't give them information. And the judge says nobody pays child support. So she basically used my Social Security out here without my permission and filed child support here in California, even while the court's still – it was the court's in Texas. And I tried to explain that to the child support lady. I said, no.
You're not
going to
listen. You don't have to. That's a different jurisdiction.
Yeah. So once I get once they put me on or whatever, because they said, okay, well, you're going to get, if you don't respond back within 30 days, we're going to get you, there's going to be like some kind of court on the, I don't know, some kind of hearing of child support in the state here of California.
Well, keep up on it. Yeah. So when you do get on child support, you can start working on that child support injunction. Anyone wants a little information on the child support injunction, go to jonahbay.com and you can buy the child support injunction. All right. Wonderful talking to you.
Yeah.
Peace.
All right. Peace to the God. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. I'm going to 314-203. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. What up, God? Hey, listening to you right now, talking about the readiness. I'm looking at it right now, the readiness for trial. The speedy trial, that's definitely
speedy trial, not readiness trial. Speedy trial. Demand for speedy trial.
Oh, no. Speedy trial. I clicked on the link that you have in.
Yeah,
you read it above there.
It where it says Article 7 is talking about readiness of trial. But
right.
We're dealing with the demand for speedy trial.
Okay, so that's the Sixth Amendment, right?
Yeah.
That's the same thing, speedy trial. So they can never deny it.
Right.
Yeah. I know just a few
of my hands.
They codified
the Constitution.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Right. So with that being said, we could always use it on the state or federal level. If I've known about this a minute ago, I've been using that for cases. Because you just stated, you then you have, like, the next calendar court date.
Nigga, they be trying to do a year or so later. You know what I mean?
I know.
That's not allowed.
That's what I mean. I always try to figure out, what determines the speedy trial? What's the time frame of the speedy trial? I've been trying to find it
now
out
you
for
know.
Years.
Now you know.
I know.
I just told you what it is.
Hey, I appreciate it. Hey, what other place to come to learn law is no better. There's no greater place. Facts on that.
You,
I'm gonna tell you. That's all I keep doing is trying to learn more and more about our enemies. You know, I took your advice on your show and everything. You know, the 48 laws of power. So I'm always trying to study like more than what you tell us, I try to keep, try to further my, enlightenment and stuff like that. Oh, when you give us a code, I try to go back and try to look further into that code, like we're supposed to do.
Exactly.
But, it's a lot. So those archives really come in handy for me. They've been coming in handy for me. I ain't been in archives in years, but I'm telling you, those archives definitely work. But, okay, so I do have a question. Now that I know that, I'm definitely using this from here on out. My question is, when it comes down to, our trust, our non-aid trust, and stuff like that, if we need to remove the express trust, and we need to remove a U.S. citizen on there, do we just put it in our minutes, or do I have to go to the recorder, the deeds, or what?
Okay, when you get to the express trust webinar, I show you how to do that on part 3.
Okay, I'm gonna go back to 3 then, because I got all
it's a
you did mine for me. I have an actual foreign trust.
It's a limit in a document that you got to file where your original express trust was filed, and then it's done.
Okay, you say it's amendment. Yeah, amendment. Okay, I got you. Cool. And filing in the same place. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Going back. You said it's port 3.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Wade. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God. Wonderful talking to you. All right, I'm going to call a 408-761. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, God.
Peace.
I have a question. I got the discharge webinar from you.
Yeah,
and I have a couple questions though. Good question. The receipts. I have a whole bunch of receipts. So I'm supposed to do 1099A and 1096 for every receipt and send it.
I ain't never did it that way. That's a lot to do.
Oh, I see. I got a whole bunch of receipts and. I wasn't sure exactly how do you do them, or if I was supposed to put them in 1040.
If you were going to do receipts, you're supposed to do an itemized tax return, but I don't do taxes.
Oh, okay.
I've done my tax injunction. I don't do taxes. And everything that works out of my trust. I don't do taxes.
Okay, got it. And also, I got another question regarding the full court satisfaction webinar that you have. I actually need to purchase it. Okay, and that do you must have that? Well, I do have the 98. I just don't have the trust. Everything I set up, I have everything.
All right. You want to set up that trust, you can buy the Express Trust Part 2 or show you how, or you can hit email at jonahbay@gmail.com and ask me to do it. But it's kind of costly. But you know it's done right if I do it.
I mean, that's fine. That's not too good. I got to learn from the master.
Right.
Yes. And this question just lit my mind. Man, I had it right here, and I actually forgot it.
Well, I'll be on next week. Peace.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to 901-503. Peace to the God. Peace.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, great. How you doing?
Fantastic. Look, I got a couple of quick questions. I've been working on the injunction. I got my authenticator on the state level and sent it off to U.S. Department of State today.
Okay.
And on the injunction, I've noticed that on the second and third ones that there are some red notice for the date. Does it matter which day I sent it, the day or the week I sent it off, as long as it's a week apart?
No, it doesn't matter. Like I tell people, if you sent the first one out on Monday, send it out every Monday. If you sent it out every Friday, send it out every Friday. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I also noticed that on one of the...
Send it out every 3 days.
You say every 3 days?
Yeah, some people send it out in 72 hours, every 3 days. That's when they about to go to court and they want it done ASAP.
All right, and then like we doing registered mail and not certified mail?
Registered mail, not certified. Registered mail is for the private person. That's part of the real post office. Registered mail, the green one, certified mail is just the corporation.
Gotcha.
Public and private. Red is private, green is public.
Okay, so just get it notarized, and I can send it out in 72 hours. I'd rather do the 72 hours and go ahead and get it done.
Get it notarized and send it out. Register the mail, yeah.
All right, Jonah, thanks a lot, man. You've been a great help.
8x14 paper.
Gotcha. 8x14 paper. All right, have a good night. Thanks again, Jonah.
All right, peace.
Peace.
I'm going to 757-755. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, God.
What up, God?
I'm the brother that talked to you about 2 weeks ago. I sent you the contract. You said send you my email. I sent you my email, and I haven't heard nothing from you since then. The delay was on me because
Samuel Holloway.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna hit you up, God.
Okay, I'm going to court on the 14th, I think. So I was trying to get ahead. I didn't know if I need to do something right quick.
14th. You got 7 days. I'm gonna hit you up way before that.
So, okay, and I'm gonna get another consultation because I need to talk to you about some other things.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably will send you the consultation. I guess after you hit me up, I'll send you another consultation.
All right.
Peace, God. Appreciate you, God.
Peace. 510-910. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, God. Peace.
Peace, God.
Hello.
Yeah, can I hear you. Yes, I can.
Hey, look here. Okay, good. Good talking with you. I talked to you once. But anyway, I had a couple of questions. I got a criminal matter. I went to court.
Uh-huh. What you do, criminal?
And I'm
just
what's
playing.
That?
I said, what you do, criminal? And then I said, I'm just playing.
Yeah, they got me caught up on some bullshit. It's some bullshit. But anyway, I went to court, and I was jamming the judge up to I asked him, was this a criminal or a civil matter? And he goes, criminal. Mm-hmm. So I come back, and I go, okay, well, in the Constitution, there's two different jurisdictions. You know, criminal or is this?
Everyone tries,
you know,
to. Did it work for you?
Yeah. No, actually, he stalled. He stalled. He come back and he said, well, we're going to do them all. And I go, well, that doesn't exist. Where could I find those rules?
Mm-hmm.
So he, what he did, he told me to sit down for a minute or whatever. No, you know what he did? He put it off. He told me to leave your forwarding information. We'll get back to you or whatever. So then I went back to court. They sent me a court date. A couple of weeks later, I go back, and now, mind me, I never pleaded. I never pleaded. I just, when I got up there, I told him I had a couple of questions. But now I went back to court, and so now, what's that?
It sounds like you got this from Yusuf.
No, not Yusuf. I had heard a couple of videos on it. It was some video I had seen. So I just tried it, you know. Actually, I had been studying this information for a while. But anyway, when I went back about a week ago, they told me that I went up there. It's only a minute. They really didn't even hear it. It said something about discovery. We got discovery. And I think I fucked up when I signed up for that public pretender. I started out to do that. But anyway, I need some help with it. What do you recommend?
Unless you get rid of your public defender, and then you need to put in my writ of discovery you can find at jonahbay.com, and then stick to it. You also need to Google tricks and traps of court. It's a PDF. Read that. Then also Google treaties, arrests, and read that. It's a PDF. Read those many times. Put in your writ of discovery and stick to your writ of discovery.
Now, when you say stick to the writ of discovery.
It's a Monday show. I did a show Monday explaining why that writ works and how it's strictly constitutional.
I listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to it today, matter of fact.
My brother, that's called studying, not just one time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I listened to it a couple of times. I did. Now, the other one, you said treaties, right?
Treaties on false arrests.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it's right here in Georgia, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Little city, Jonesboro.
Yeah, I know it well.
Okay. And what else you say? Writ of discovery. False arrest. Treaties on false arrest.
PDF.
Tricks and traps, of course.
Yeah, Google it. It's a PDF.
Okay. And you're still doing consultations and all that, huh?
Absolutely. On debate.com, you can pick up the writ of discovery, and you can set up a consultation so I can look at the paperwork.
Okay. So that would be something I did file at the case then.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to do that, bro. You'll be hearing from me.
All right, then. Peace, God.
Appreciate
you. I'm going to call a 336-267. Peace to the God. Peace.
Steve, what's going on, Jonah?
Oh, man, I'm sitting here. I drank too much water. I gotta pee, and I gotta take a dump. But I'm trying to finish the show out.
man.
I've been taking baby herbs, and it's been running through me all damn day.
Damn, yeah, that's a lot right there, man. Yeah, I'll be quick, man. I got a question, and I have a testimony for you. I was supposed to call in like a month ago, man, but I had it, they linked a dink-ass cell phone service.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, the question is, man, what you're talking about, the upcoming webinar, if they got rid of the court case, if it's no longer on the record, can we still go back and try to sue them for anything?
Yes. If they violated your rights and violated the Constitution,
yeah,
and you can pull that court case and prove they did that, yes. Yes, you can.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember,
there
is no statute of limitation on fraud. And if they fraudulently took the rights away, no statute of limitation, right?
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, my testimony is I had a court case, a criminal court case down in Fulton County, Atlanta, right? Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always, you know, it was a baby mama drama, but they hit me with other charges, felony charges and all the other shit. They had me on the floor with the murderers and the rapists and stuff. But, you know, I went with all that. But anyway, but I put in a judicial notice with the interrogatories, man, and I totally messed up the procedure. But still, though, just putting that in right there alone, got rid of my case, got rid of my charges. They even took the court case down off the docket. Can't even find it no more. I had my bail bondsman call me trying to figure out what was going on. Yeah, I like, shit, I don't know what's going on. You know what I mean?
Right.
My bail was $50,000, so you know I had to pay $5,000 for that shit. My wife
gave it back to me.
Hell no, I didn't give it back to me. They weren't trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you can't even find the court case.
You don't,
it's not on the docket.
You're going to be suing them for way more than $5,000. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, the prosecutor, the DA at the time was that lady, Fannie Willis. You know, I told you about
before. Oh, my God. You're going to win. You're going to see a big fraud.
Hey, man, look. Hey, my wife seen on, she was on what's it called, the internet court, wherever they were on the TV and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They were doing my Von Raymond and stuff, man. I'm talking about Fanny was on her sucking her teeth, popping her neck, rolling her eyes and everything. Couldn't do nothing.
No, she ghetto as hell. She's an unqualified black woman that got in position because she's a black woman. And one thing about Georgia, they've been making black women a whole bunch of judges and stuff like that, especially over there in Clayton County and stuff, and Cobb County. So I did a show maybe a year or 2 years ago, and I was saying that the black woman is going to be the new white man towards black men.
I definitely believe.
Hell, all you got to do is go down to the county, try to put your paperwork in for a case, or try to file something in the real estate department, and them black women is like bulldogs, man. They tell you what you can and can't do, and you be like, yo, the law says this, and even have the law in their hands, and they'll call security on you for enforcing your rights.
That's true.
It's almost the same as going into Walmart. They flip on you in Walmart, like they are Walmart.
Most definitely. Most definitely. I just want to give my my testimony about that, man, because, boy.
Congrats,
man, I've been looking at 10 to 15 years in prison, man. I appreciate it,
man. Wonderful testimony.
Man.
Peace to the God.
I appreciate it, God.
We get remedy over here mad years, years after years after years. I keep niggas out of jail. Recognize that, motherfuckers. All right, I'm going to the next caller. 616-466. Peace to the God. Peace.
Yes, hey, Jonah Bang. Peace to the God.
What up? Peace to the God. Sound like you walking from the car.
No, I'm going down the street, man. My phone fell between the seats. I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I got my 9-8 number. I remember we talked about a lot of things. I went to one of your seminars that was in Detroit, like back in, I don't know if it was 2017 or when it was that you was there.
Right.
But anyway, I'm stuck, man. I got my 9-8 number. I haven't been able to follow through with everything. I got my birth certificate authenticated here in Michigan. on the county and state level. I haven't sent it off to the other step, not yet. But I'm trying desperately, man, to get everything. I'm trying desperately to get everything in
place. What I want you to do is Google Jonah Bay, who owns you, all the first steps that you need to do is in that PDF.
Jonah
Bay, who owns you.
Okay, I'm going to do that, but also I have another situation too, man. Like, you know, I receive SSI, and I know
right.
that you said that we're allowed to have a public side and a private side.
Yes.
And, you know, that's one of the things that I'm kind of hung up on right now.
It's not going to take away your SSI.
Well, I'm saying I'm not financially able to just, you know, I got that 9-8, man, but I just don't know how to work it as of yet. But I'm going to go to that, what you said. And
I would say, now that I'm going to tell you, go into the archives at soundcloud.com, go back into the archives of Blog Talk Radio, and study the shows, and you'll know what to do. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You'll get direction.
Okay.
Plenty of new people.
Okay.
It's just like tonight's show. It was a newbie on that was, you know, talking about authentication and all that, asking questions. So each show, there's always a newbie that I have to direct to get to the next step. You see what I'm saying? So if you go into the archive, you can get that information you need without having to spend money. Now, also, you can shoot me an email at jonahbay.com, and you can become a part of our private build, and you'll learn way more information in the private build than you even learn online listening to my show.
Okay. Now,
anyone who wants to join the private build, hit me an email at jonahbay@gmail.com, and we'll get you into private classes.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Peace, God.
Okay. All right. Peace.
All right. That's our show for tonight. I go to the bathroom, and the show is ending anyway. We got an up-and-coming webinar February 17th. Buy your tickets at jonahbay.com. Peace to the gods. We out of here.